Club is held over Sunday night. We are really, 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 Billy Nether, maybe going to finish up the third character tonight. Page Sada Gimel, where he says, he puts down his whole dynamic that if you feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed a special tova on you, so you have to, so to speak, pay back in kind, and you have to excel. If Hashem was miyached you, he says, in tova, and if you feel that way, a person can feel that way because they were zeichet to live in Eretz Yisrael. So, a person can feel that way because they weren't affected by the economic downturn. All different types of things. People could have trouble with their children, and other people don't have trouble with their children. There's all different things. So a person should respond in kind. So he says that, and then we'll start with the word v'yiyeh. With the last word on the line is v'yiyeh zegorem, and this will actually cause if Hashem sees that you're responding the right way, this will result in to medusa olam, its consistency, v'ha'osaf aleha, and Hashem will test the waters, he'll give you even more, v'agamul al mishmato le'olam haba, plus you'll be reaping rewards because of your response in olam haba, and you'll be steiging in your avodas Hashem, so you'll be expressing the gratitude, and Hashem will give you more, you will do more, and like the biggest joke of this whole system, so to speak, is that even though we're, according to the Chavis Halvodas' setup, it's absolutely amazing, we're doing Avodas Hashem as a response to the Tova he already bestowed on us, yet he gives us schar for that. Now, he was first, we're responding, and he gives us schar for the response. So that's a chesed in itself. V'agmul al mishmat al olam haba, and you reap reward for your obedience in olam haba. For a year, commission emar bo, but you should make sure. And now he goes to the other extreme, really. That not only don't you respond, and this unfortunately happens all too often. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes someone rich, or you have the vayishman yeshur and vayivat effect. So not only did he not use his money to give more tzedakah, or to say I have more time to learn, or to retire early and to spend more time in Avodas Hashem, but the kesever basi levazov also lebal. In fact, it sounds a little like from the Chavis Halbavis, I'm not sure if we can be medayik it, that if you fail to respond in kind, it's the equivalent of this. It's the equivalent of, he doesn't say it for favors, but I mean, he goes to the other extreme. So he's saying, I took the Zov that Hashem gave me, and instead of saying, wow, Zov, I'm going to build a Beis HaMikdash, instead of saying, I'm going to take this Zov and I'm going to grow in my Avodas Hashem, I took the Zov and they gave it to the Baal. So that's the other extreme, really. Now he says, don't think I'm talking about Midas Chasidus, that you should be a nice guy. But if you fail to respond, remember, because according to the Chavis Halbavis, this is the principle upon which our whole Avodas Hashem, I can't say it often enough, our whole Avodas Hashem is founded on gratitude, founded on being over Hashem out of a sense of gratitude. So if you fail, so what he says here, his chiddush in this parak, is maybe a chiddush, but it has a certain logic to it based on his worldview. So he says, if you fail to do this, if you fail to respond in this fashion to special tovas that Hashem bestows upon you, so it'll have a domino effect. You'll end up, if you end up not responding in kind to your personal hatova that Hashem did with you, right? He won't be able to summon up that extra feeling of specialness that, let's say, a Kohen has or a Levi has, or even the Jewish people. Right? So then his next madrega will be, he'll say that, like everyone else, he'll deny the special tova. Right? He explained that the Jewish people have to feel that they have a responsibility to be Oved Hashem more, because Hashem showed more favor to them, took them out of Mitzrayim, showed them his Motzim, made them more aware of existence. It's funny, you know, we don't think that way. We think Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah, and we have to do the Torah because he gave it to us. The Chavis called Lodos' world is that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and showed us his Motzim, and we became more aware of who he is and what he is, and he bonded with us, and he said, you know, you're my chosen people, you're my cherished people. We therefore have a responsibility to rise above the Goyim and to be Obed Hashem in our unique, special way. So he says, if a person doesn't personally respond to personal tovos, he'll end up not responding to his shevitz hatovah, let's say kohanim. He'll end up not even responding to the specialness of the chosen people, of the Jews. And then, v'mlo yekabel olav satorah, once he rejects Torah, so you say, okay, I won't be Torah, but at least I'll be a mensch, I'll be a human being, I'll be a fine, outstanding moral person, which many, many, many people say. They don't get to it through the collapse that the Chavis HaLodos is describing, but they stop saying, why do I have to be from the chosen people? Why is it so special about the Jews? As long as we're a moral people, as long as we're just, as long as we're menschlich, as long as we're... So he says it doesn't work. Not for a Jew. It might work for a guy, because that's how a guy is, that's a guy's makeup. That's a non-Jew's makeup, that he should be a mensch. And the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are the way to be a mensch. And his Maketov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave him a gallbladder and a lung. And that says he should do Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. But a Jew, once there's a collapse, this has been proven time and time again, and it's a yesod that it says in many svarim, once he's imploding and he denies Hashem's hatava with the Jewish people, and therefore he denies that the Jews are anything special, so to speak, lo yekabel olav hachovos hasichlis. Once you let go of the anchor, a Jew's anchor is the Torah, and that's what he said before. If you don't do the mitzvahs ha'oros toranios, once you don't have the anchor, you're going to totally collapse. So people say, like, why? Why can't he be like a fine, outstanding, moral, upright guy, non-Jew? Like, what? Why? Because he's not. Because it's a yesod all over in many, many svarim. The Netziv especially points it out and explains, like, this, the way it works at the end of Parshas Bahar and Bayikra. And, you know, it's like saying when a human being dies, so he doesn't become like a tzomeach, right? He doesn't become a tzomeach, he doesn't become a rock, he's nothing, he's putrid, he stinks, you have to bury him. Everything that's on the high madrega, if it doesn't maintain the high madrega, so it doesn't become the lower madrega, you don't say, okay, so it won't be a high madrega, I'll be a lower madrega. Doesn't work that way. The world is not set up that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world that if a high madrega item, whether it's a chai, a living thing, or if anything, if it, you know, anything kadosh, truma, right? So if it becomes tameh, you have to burn it. You don't say, okay, so it's chula. So it's not kadosh, truma. Anything that's on a high madrega, if you spoil and ruin the high madrega, it does not shift down to a lower madrega, but you have to junk the whole thing. The whole thing gets junked. Because
it's like a negative. It's like, I think an inverse is
what, yeah, and the reason, it's a truism, and we've seen it in history, right? But the pshat is because you've become, you're not the old thing plus. It's not added. A Jew is not a goy plus. A Jew is another heftzah. So if the Jew doesn't do what he's supposed to do, so then he implodes, he collapses, right? Just like, again, if a living person dies, he becomes a putrid nevela. He doesn't become a rock, because he's not a rock plus something which makes him a person. He's a whole different thing. There's no rock in him. So therefore, once he loses what he loses, he has nothing. So that's what he says. V'mlo yekabel olav satorah, lo yekabel olav hachovos hasichlius. V'mlo yekabel olav mashem chayiv osu haseichel, al af yechotu la'asosu v'saruso olav. And once he doesn't even do what Ta'ara Sichlis tells him to do, Yerid Midargas Achai Hahoge, then he drops, he implodes. V'yila behemos yosu mechshorim imenu. And he doesn't even remain a behemoth, right? He's lower than a behemoth. Because a person is not a behemoth plus, he's a person. And once he doesn't use his seichel to do what's right, once he's not moral, I don't think any, or if yes, then very, very few animals just kill some. Just kill. For no reason. They kill because that's the food chain. And that's how they get their food. But some to kill, to murder, I think only people murder. I think. You know, I don't know. I have to ask Slifkin. But I think in general it's certainly true. Mazel tov. It all worked out, you see? You were nervous, it was so nice, it was beautiful. Thank Hashem, you have to do something special now. You have to learn an extra 5 minutes a day. We're just learning that in Chavis Halbov, as you came late. Believe that, don't say anything. What?
5 minutes before 9.
Okay. Okay, so if you don't, then you're worse than an animal. And that's the omek of the pasuk. Yodashar konehu v'chamorei buzba olav Yisrael lo yodami lo hisbonon. So if you read the buzzing, you just say the Novi's being like poetic. Oh, you're worse than a shore knows the master that feeds it, and Yisrael doesn't. But he says, no, it's not poetry. The Novi is saying something very true. He's saying you're worse than an animal. An animal has an appreciation. An animal knows what side of the bread. What side his bread butter on. Right? He's not going to start up with his master. He knows the master's giving him food. So, it's not a very sophisticated thought. But he knows what side, we say, we know what side his bread butter on. That's the law. Right? But the Klal Yisrael does not do that. Klal Yisrael doesn't even reach, if we would be as good as an animal, so we would recognize with our seichel that it's Hashem that provides for us, and we would respond accordingly. So there's an obvious, there's a depth in the words of the Navi. He's not just, it's not poetry. Worse than animals. And ultimately, you're punished. He describes ki rishom yovedu for vei Hashem ki kar korim, like the fats of fattened animals, kolu ka'oshon kolu, like smoke, meaning does not even completely destroyed. That's the punishment of rishom. There's not even ashes left. Right, Sherlock Holmes could look at ashes and he knew where it was from. He could tell Sherlock Holmes, you know who Sherlock Holmes is. So he could look at ashes and he could say what the object was. But here, you're not even going to have ashes. Fats, when you burn fats, it doesn't leave over any ashes. Completely gone. Completely gone. There's no more existence. You want to contemplate not existing anymore? You stop crying. If you think about not existing anymore, you stop crying. Where am I? Like, what do you mean? I just don't exist anymore. So then don't worry, you won't feel a thing. But you do feel. You feel the punishment of Gehenna. I don't know you. I'm a Baruch.